Hello and welcome to Evolve Pipedrive Podcast, where we talk all things Pipedrive, sales, apps and Pipedrive Marketplace. My name is Bruce Bignall, I'm the sales director here at Evolve, and today I have my great pleasure of being joined by Hait Rapatian, the founder and CEO at SmartSender. Now, SmartSender is an omnichannel marketing automation platform that automates customer retention for fast-growing companies. I'm really looking forward to this conversation with Hait for a couple of reasons. One, because he's a product-led founder that has led and scaled SmartSender for the last 6 years. Also, SmartSender's HQ is right across town from Pipedrive in the tech hub of Tallinn. And SmartSender is on the Pipedrive Marketplace with links in the description below for you to give it a try out. It's free. So welcome, Hait. Please introduce yourself to our audience and a brief introduction to SmartSender as well.
Hi, Bruce. Thank you for inviting. And yes, we really located a couple of blocks from Pipedrive office. So it's really exciting to talk about Pipedrive right now. And about the SmartSender, we started it in 2017, and as you told, we are a product-driven company. We were growing based on the service and the product we provide mainly, and how we meet the expectation of our customers and what kind of problems we solve for them. And I would be glad to tell more and how we managed to grow without bringing any external investments for our startup and things like that. So the company is totally bootstrapped, and we were growing by meeting expectations of our customers.
Yeah, I love it. And we spoke a little bit offline, and you were saying about being a product-led founder. You've got great support, and having great support and people listening to the customers kind of guide you in the direction of the product, right? So you just add new features that way. So I'm sure that's had a big impact on the growth of the business.
Yeah, we have exceptional customer support. Even experienced specialists need some help with making sense of all the marketing tools out there on the market. We're always in touch with our customers, discuss with them their problems, and later come back with solutions. We just think that even large banks and corporations and small business owners need tools we propose, like they need email marketing. Any company need to retain their customers similarly. It is impossible to build a successful business if your customers never return. And we specialize in customer retention. And we propose tools that help keep in touch and bring customer back, keep them engaged with your products and brand. And most critical part, to automate all this, minimize the human error factor in the process. Automations propose will work with the same effect during working days, weekends, holidays, nights, because in these crazy times, if you are online, it means you open for the global market, and from any country, anytime somebody can send you a message and interest in your product, and automations will help to meet all that.
Yeah,
requests.
You got to be there and ready for when someone's giving you the attention that you know.
Absolutely.
So that's great. Now, obviously, we spoke offline about a lot of our audience is already on Pipedrive, or they're considering the switch, or just considering CRMs. Mm-hmm. So I think they'll find this pretty useful and hopefully insightful when you know considering Pipedrive and what your platform can do for Pipedrive users as well. So, just in terms of the SmartSender itself, what does the current team look like? You know, obviously you've been running this since 2017. Are you all product? Is there a skew towards sales now or account management? What does that kind of team look like your side?
I I think I have greatest co-founders in the world, the most professional guys, and that helps us a lot. Currently, the team consists of 12 persons full-time and some number of part-time personnel. A year ago, we moved totally remote. We had a great, huge, nice office, but it was empty during 2 years of COVID lockdowns and things like that. And yeah. We just were wasting resources, which could be sent to hire more people to fasten the growth. And after discussing with the team, because we tried to use it as a co-working space where you have a keys and you, if you want to work from office, you can come and work from office. And that was very actual after first lockdowns where everybody were afraid of staying at home. But after several months, we noticed that it's just empty, nobody trying to go there. And now we have people who work from seaside, they're traveling and working, and they even show more effectiveness in that than when sitting in the office. So that was super helpful for us also. And
you have to have clear kind of organizational goals for that to work though, right? So if you're gonna be fully distributed, it's like, okay, clear, you know, OKRs.
Yes, absolutely. You should have very high discipline in that, because if you don't have good procedures in place, it will become a disaster. You should be able to deliver what you're building, where you will be in 1 year or 2 years, and all your team members should know this by heart. They need to know what they are doing, what they are building, not only tasks they getting through some work organization tools, but they need to understand why they're putting this button exactly here, because they should have the great idea. That's why as a founder, one of my main missions was to sell the product to my team first, so they could really believe in what we are building, that this is the thing that will really shake the market, because we'll make things much easier, much faster for our customers. And when our team started to believe in the product, it is much easier to market it, because you sell something, you believe in it yourself, and all your team believe in it. And this helps to keep the discipline. And of course, some experience from my previous jobs when I worked with some large corporations, and we had horrible bureaucracy, but you understand that a little bureaucracy is always help you to organize the work. So everybody know their place, their role, their task, their deadline, and quality of the work expected to deliver. So when everybody know all this, a little bureaucracy can help you to organize, not just do whatever you want whenever you want, but you exactly know when, what to do. And this helps to work remotely. Without that, I really afraid to imagine what can happen with remote work.
That's a nice phrase. A pinch of bureaucracy. If you're going to work remote, a pinch of bureaucracy does help. I like that.
Yes, and we don't even have these time trackers or something like we don't use it, and it is
the trust is
trust, clear understanding what you expect it to do, and clear understanding what you're building and working on, and this really helps to keep it together and to deliver very, very fast things that usually in bigger companies where I worked could take months with smaller teams.
Do you think that comes from your background as being a product guy, understanding, look, leave me alone, I'll get this work done, and then obviously and then hiring people that you trust and putting the systems in place to allow them to work where they want? Do you think that comes from...
I think partly that helps, because usually when we hire somebody, we really look for not a employee, but a team member. And we meeting almost several times, we're discussing even things out of work, things to understand if this person will be able to work in same ethic, work ethic and same manner as we do. And usually it's take us very hard to find the person, but we try to find persons who will do a work same way, so it will not shake the whole process. Because if people see that somebody don't do anything, and it's easily can be noticed even online remotely, everybody just feel that these guys is doing less than we and getting more than we, for example, and that shake the all the discipline. And we try to involve team members very carefully. And
I think that's
companies, besides the procedural and organizational things, I think the main idea also coming when from the time when I work with bigger companies. For example, I work for some multinational corporations. We had enormous marketing budgets, and when we started, we all the time had to start a new products, new projects, and updating our products. And every time I was wondering why I had to build marketing from the scratch for every single product we launch. We really wasting time, like months of building all the basic things you need to go forward with your marketing and then focus on the product. And after some time, when after discussions and things like that, I quit my job in really fantastic company. I'm not sure if it was the best decision, because that was really good company, great people to work with. And we started Smart Sender, and already, yeah, several years we are working on it. And it was very hard during the first 2 years.
Of course,
it's not so shiny when you start something new. You have to work 24/7, and it is not giving back even half of money when you work for bigger guys, already established guys. But yes, now I'm sure I could do again. I would do again same way.
No, it's good. Like you said, you didn't raise any money. I think you've done it in a good way there. You know, listen to the customers and then growing that way.
Yeah, we got our first customer almost immediately. That was lifesaver for us. And then we had to work very, very careful with our customers to keep them, because that was that first customers were paying our for the first hires and things like that. So that was a we were really lucky to get our first customer fast.
Where did that first customer come from?
I don't remember. I guess from UK. I don't remember right now.
I thought there might be a story. There might be a story where you met them in a bar and they said, "Oh, that sounds like a great piece of software."
Actually, it almost was like that, because we discussed the problem they had. They had really big problem with deliverability, and they used super expensive tools and couldn't solve the problems. And we said that we will solve that problem. We need like 3 weeks to get prepared and things like that. They said, okay, if you manage to do that during 3 weeks, if you come back with tool during 3 weeks, we'll sign a contract with you. And we had to work really hard to build from scratch the MVP during that 3 weeks. Now we can send like hundreds of millions messages, and the platform can handle that. And that time we were really scared that we'll not manage to deliver all the communication, which which comes.
It's those early days of you know, taking that leap.
Now we have really powerful software and hardware, but that time it was really, really scary.
Yeah, I can imagine. But you know, I love those early, the stories of the early days always inspire me.
It was when we had this proposal from this potential customer and we came together and so how we do this? And then we distributed what we need to do and what kind of software we need to develop and things like that. And yeah.
Yeah, no, I absolutely love it. So we talked about your first customer there, but what does the ideal customer look like for you? Like, is it, are they enterprise? Are they in a certain geographic area? Like, who are you serving at Smart Sender?
That's a good question. Actually, we cover a wide variety of industries. The main idea is that we provide universal tool like that can be optimized and used for your industry and needs. As I said, large corporations and small businesses use emails. All these companies use emails. They maybe use different ways, but they use it. We have small companies which have like 100 contacts in their database, and we have companies who have like up to like 5 million contacts in database. The main idea is with Smart Sender, you can start very fast and easy, especially using our automation marketplace, when you don't have team, when you don't have money for hiring team, but you need to market in the same space where giant corporations with armies of marketing managers already operating with huge budgets. And to succeed, at least you need to be not worse than these guys. So the main idea is that with our marketing automation marketplace, to give such businesses a way to market like a pro from day one. So you could go and get the best practices used by the best specialists around the world in your industry and have this marketing strategy applied to your business immediately from day one. And then focus on the great product you are building or you're trying to sell. And then to grow. If you grow larger and have 1 million users, you will not need to switch tools, because you can start very small with very low amount of money you need to spend with us, and then grow bigger and bigger and bigger without switching tools, without having to waste money, time, and resources to build something on every stage of your growth. So start small, grow big, and we'll cover you from all sides, and you will be able to send 1,000 emails per month or 15 million emails per month. Doesn't matter, you will be covered.
I love the range from 100 contacts up to 5 million. Bloody hell.
It's from practice. We had such a customer who came to us. They just started building the product, and now they sent around like 15 million emails monthly, and they have around 1 million users in their database. So they grew during 2-3 years to a huge company. And it was super exciting to be their partner on that journey. And I hope we can help other companies to do that also.
Yeah. So from what you hear, I mean, why do people, obviously there are other kind of automation type softwares out there, but why do people choose Smart Sender? Like, what do you hear? The reason, obviously, that person's scaled with you, but why in the first instance? Why are people choosing Smart Sender?
We have several things we are focused on. To build a great user experience, so it's easy to use, easy to understand, because omnichannel tools, usually when you hear omnichannel, it sounds something complex, something complicated. You need to have a lot of knowledge and understanding. And we, last 1 year, we just focused on UX. We're trying to make it easy to use, easy to understand, easy to learn. The second is to give everything pre-built as possible, as much pre-built things as possible, because not even like medium-sized companies have enough people to cover all the marketing knowledge they need to do that. And as much we give them pre-built, pre-developed, much easier will be for their business. The third one is great customer support. We have live chat, and we usually try to help to solve the problem, not send you a link to knowledge base. And our customer support bring us more new customers than all our marketing activities altogether, yeah. Because great customer support sells, and companies keep coming back, keep staying with us, keep bringing new projects, keep recommending us to their partners, friends, etc., etc. So we think our best marketing channel is our customer support. And in comparison with other more expensive tools, usually they sign a 1 year contract, give you a tool and say, have a nice day and have fun. And we try to help you to utilize the tool as much as effective as it possible. This helps you to succeed, our customer to succeed, and this means they will like our tool and they will stay with us for years, not like one time trying or one time payment. And that's why, we have customers who are coming from more expensive, like old tools to us, because old tools, they have legacy interface. It's almost impossible to update such interface because it was built during years. And it's old, it's not so easy to use and learn. They have training courses and things like that, to 1 month training course to learn how to use it, because it's just complicated. This is
you mentioned that the middle one there was support at the end, but the middle one was the pre-built nature of some of the workflows or the automations. Do you think that again came from your experience at your last business, where you're like, why is this taking me? Why do I have to build this from the ground up? And I've only got a small team here. Do you think that's been a bit of a drumbeat throughout your time at Smart Center to make sure that having that pre-built industry best practice?
Yes, the main idea, for example, I'm building a new product. I need to send registration confirmation email. I will need a person who will develop an email template for me to pick a tool, for example, SendGrid, Mailgun, or I don't know, a tool which will send my email, integrate that tool with me, and then develop some logic which will trigger this message to go out. And if somebody click, I need a procedure to confirm this email, etc., etc. So with Smart Center, you just go to Marketplace, pick the email confirmation automation, and download it. So you need only to sync your contacts. You use it via API or via integration app store we have. And download the I want email confirmation workflow, etc. It's ready to use. You just download it, you get a template, you get all the logic, you got all the tools already integrated. It saves tons of time and money. It's really, we think the future is upon these kind of tools, because when you got a tool and then you need to figure it out how to use it, it's kind of previous century tools. Everybody do that. You need to somehow differentiate yourself from the market. You need to make people life of people easier, and new tools and new things, new technologies give you this opportunity because we have much more powerful software, hardware, which can handle such tasks. Maybe 10 years ago, it was impossible to do things like this, but now it's possible, and we can make easier work and life for many people. And this is the thing.
So if the previous world was keeping things maybe behind a closed garden or closed wall, the new world is, giving a bit more access to allow people to do things quicker and more effectively and things like this. What does the future look like for Smart Sender, like in terms of the product and your roadmap for the years to come?
I think great question. How we see it during the last 2 or 3 years, we noticed these tectonic changes in the industry due to these COVID lockdowns and things. Many businesses which were never thinking about going online, they had to go online because they couldn't work because of these lockdowns, and they had to do something to float. And we understand that not all these businesses, like millions of businesses which moved online, they don't know how to market, and there are much more powerful guys online which were already working online during many years, and they had to compete with these guys. So how we see ourselves, we see that we will have much more variety of tools integrated, not only outbound communication, but advertisements, some basic campaigns. Everything is set up and from one place, from one automation marketplace. When a business have to go online, they don't really have to learn how to work with AdWords, how to work with emails, how to work with the messengers, social networks, etc., etc., etc. There are too much things to learn for a small business, and if they don't do that, they will fail, they will lose their business and things like that. And we need to make easier for such companies to stay alive, to run their business, small business, maybe family business and things like that. And by adding more tools, keeping almost all cycle of marketing you may need to survive in one place, and automated, we see our future there. More tools, easier to use, easier to start, and maybe educate, show how you can use these things, because to remove this scare, technology scares for many businesses who understand that they need, for example, email marketing, but they scared to start or they don't know where to start from.
And that education piece, if you go to the marketplace where you've got those pre-built apps, you actually share quite a lot of what's actually there's a nice
We share a lot of description. We try to open. We share a description of every message you have to send. We'll give you a description why this is important to send this. And we will also share some podcasts and webinars on our marketplace where we break it down to details, discuss it with our existing customers, with our companies, with our tools you can integrate with, and how you can use these tools together and make it much more effective, because it's not hard when you know how to do that. The hard thing is to know what to learn and then learn that. And if somebody guide you in that direction, it makes life much easier for many people.
Absolutely. So, and thank you for that. So with Smart Sender integrating directly with Pipedrive, I mean, what's your experience between the two systems? How do they integrate together?
Actually, Pipedrive is really good, great tool. We use it ourselves also for ourselves.
I didn't know that. So that's a good. It's good to know.
The main thing that in Pipedrive, it's a CRM system. When you close the deal, it's actually done with CRM. And Smart Sender can pick up your customer from that place and take it further. Because usually said, if you buy all the time new customers, but you don't retain and keep them, it's like putting water in a basket without a bottom. So it's you just put more water, but it goes somewhere else from the bottom. But when you keep it back, your basket will be filled with water, and customer retention will help to do that. And with Smart Center, you just can keep communicating, engaging, onboarding, upselling, cross-selling, et cetera, et cetera, without changing tools. So you help onboarding, you help warm up your new leads, and after closing the deal, you help. We can help to keep them with your product. We can keep them engaged with your product, updated, and upselling and things like that.
Yeah, it's kind of like the bow tie method, right? So you spent all this time engaging and building awareness, engagement, people, something they've bought, but then the bow tie method is the other side of that. How do you create loyal customers? And
absolutely, loyalty, your brand, building your brand. Because if you sell, the work with that customer is not over. You just started working with that customer. And tools we provide are really great, because when you sell, you already know a lot of things about your customer. You know their preferences, you know what they like, you know how they purchase, you know their payment method. I don't know, you know a lot of things about customer. You know the city, language, et cetera, et cetera. And all this information is the most expensive things you have actually in your business, because you can use this information to reconvert, resell products to this person. To do that, you need to deliver personalized, like as much personalization as possible, content and offer to this person. And at the time when it should be delivered, it should be at correct time, correct offer to correct person to close deal. And with Smart Sender, you get tools for hyper personalization. You can put in action all the data you have about your customer for personalization, segmentation, and things like that. You can build different communication for customers on different stages of using your product, for example. And you can keep this context to upsell them things. I don't know, if you sell a house, you can sell them an insurance, for example, or whatever. You can sell them a new car to that new house. You know a lot about that customer. So you can have different communication, different offers, and different things proposed to that customer. And it will be personalized. It's not like their username. It will be like you can take into account all the information you have about your customer
that you've already collected
from
your hard drive.
You spent a lot of time and resources to collect that information and just leave it there as a, I don't know, data dump. It's not the smartest thing. So you can use it and you can monetize all that data.
Yeah, I mean, I have seen the integration, and we'll be sure to put a walkthrough of the platform that Hike walks me through. We'll be sure to have that in the description below, as well as a link to the Parkdrive Marketplace as well, to give it, because it's free to try out, right? And then it scales as you use it. So
yes, it's free to start. When you are ready to grow, to use it much more, you can upgrade it. So, but to start the work, to set up the account, to make everything prepared, is for free, and you have customer support from day one, even if it's free. So just don't hesitate to send us a line anytime you have a question and need direction where from to start work, and our super friendly team will help you.
Good. You might get an influx of new product ideas.
That will be actually the great feedback for us, because we always would love to hear back what we are doing wrong and what we can do better, because
yeah,
this is the basis of great user experience, and we really try hard to have a good user experience.
Yeah, no, absolutely, and thank for sharing that. We kind of touched upon it a little bit earlier, right? But what is your journey to this point in terms of founding in 2017, Smart Sender in 2017? What was the jump? What led to the jump? What led you to here? Obviously, you left that previous business that was very you're very a good company. But yeah, tell me a little bit about the journey to where you are now.
I have great team, which is everybody will know what to do, and my main job now is to build product vision, where we need to be in 1 year, because we have a roadmap for 1 year in front, and all team is well acquainted with that roadmap, and if we do something, they know where this part of puzzle in the whole picture will be. And the second part is hiring people, looking to hire people, and now currently we actively build our sales and marketing department, and I'm focused on that, on hiring people and training them and building procedures to have it more organized when we hire new people, so we could have everything ready for them to start work and not give them a browser and said, okay, sell us something like that.
Yeah,
because it's not the best way to do that.
No. So, I mean, certainly when you're all remote as well, right? So you touched upon even earlier about the hiring and the culture. So that there's a big piece there to make sure that you're getting the right people on board.
Onboarding remotely is the hardest part, because when we even tried the way when first 3 months you are going to office to work with people to get acquainted, with product and things like that. But now, we have to work fully remote, and it's really hard, because to pass this culture and way of solving the problem, and don't afraid of people who already long time in the company and come up with problems, because you not always have a good news. Sometimes you can have something messed up, and we also have this part that our team is not afraid of doing mistakes and break things, and we really try to learn lessons from that, but not like punish everybody for making mistakes. And we think that making mistakes is part of building successful things, because you're trying a lot of things during the day, and if you're afraid of making mistakes, you will not try something and will miss something good for the company.
You'll stay ordinary.
Yes, you stay in safe space, and with safe space you never will succeed. You have to go off the border and see what's going on there to build something really good.
Great. Well, thank you for that, and it's good insights. as we look to wrap up, and we have some quick fire questions, obviously these can be long form answers, highlights of the integration, so between Pipedrive and Smart Sender, what do you see working really well?
We had some technical questions, but Pipedrive's support team, developer support team, was very friendly also. They suggested us how to do that. The main thing we had with the way Pipedrive's API is structured, because it's really hard to understand where are the contact objects and things like that. So the structure was very complicated, maybe because it's very complicated tool. They have really huge under the hood structure and things like that. But a little better object structure we can help to easier do integrations, because we had to spend like a lot of time to just figure out how everything is structured before going forward. Yeah, that can help a lot. The tool itself also is great, and what else? I think that was the main problem we had.
Yeah. And in terms of the highlight of Smart Sender as well, so as a tool, what do you see as like one of your key killer features with Smart Sender?
Killer features is easy to start App Store for fast integration with your platform or your tool or your website. And marketing automation are our killer feature, because you can you can get up and running with really cool professional marketing workflows very fast. It just taking like two clicks to import it into your account and launch it. And we think this can help a lot of people, and this means we can be very useful for a lot of people and get more customers.
That's good. And so with those new customers coming on board, what would be the top tips for people getting started with Smart Sender, and people that might be using the system for a while, and you know, what can they do to really excel?
Yeah, the main thing, of course, is do not hesitate to contact customer support. We are now, we have a great knowledge base, but we think that it's easier to see how it is done. So we are moving all the knowledge base on video manuals. So it will have video manuals on every button, everything. So it will be explained on video where we show, demonstrate everything. So for every page, every feature, we'll have a separate video where we explain in details all the things. So do not hesitate to check our YouTube channel for manuals, and contact our customer support if you think that you need advice how to continue with your integration and work and personalization or something else.
Cool. And I might just add there, obviously, if you are getting started and you're a marketing manager, give it a go. Have a look through your, try and find your industry on the marketplace.
And, yes. You know, and if you miss something, we have a button, I need new workflow. Just send us a line, if you have it on paper, just send us the thing. And if it's possible, in a couple of days, we'll add it for you.
That's cool.
Or we'll suggest something alternative if it's not possible to do it. So if you have something, we have a button, help me. Like, you send us your strategy and we'll send you a ready-to-use automation.
That's cool. I didn't know that. That's a really nice. Again, just says a lot about you and what the company's trying to do, right? Just be helpful. So great. I mean, as we look to wrap up now, is there anything in particular that you wanted to cover before we sign off today?
No, I would like to thank you for inviting and having this great conversation, and it was nice to be here.
It was nice to have you, and obviously taking me through the platform, taking me through some of your story, and introducing our audience to Smart Sender as well. If we'll be sure to have links in the description below to that platform walkthrough. And links as well to the Pipedrive marketplace, where you can find Smart Sender as well. So that's it for this week. If you'd like to drop Heike a message, you can find him on LinkedIn.
Send me a line. I will be glad to answer.
He'll be available there. And again, thank you for listening to Evolve Pipedrive podcast, where we talk all things Pipedrive, sales, apps, and the Pipedrive marketplace. If you have found this useful, please do consider liking, sharing, and subscribing on Spotify and or YouTube. Until next time, see you later. Cheers, Heike.
Thank you.